Every day, Bill Frank...
We're going to be doing one thing and one thing only.
...talks with the best guests in America about business.
You mean business?
Monkey business?
Are you ready to get down to business?
All right! Everybody's here and that means we can get down to business.
Entertainment.
Entertainment.
The entertainment capital of the world.
What kind of entertainment?
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Sports.
Game on.
A grueling test of strength, speed, and stamina.
Wow, just like in the pros.
And the local community.
The rage in local radio.
Find out what's going on locally.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time now for the Bill Frank Radio Show on News Talk 1520 KVTA. Now, here's your host.
Bill Frank.
Hi, I'm Bill Frank, and you're listening to The Bill Frank Show on KVTA News Talk 1520. You can also hear me streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work in Ventura and Santa Barbara. The Bill Frank Show is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to ask a question or join in the conversation, you can always call me at 289-1520. Or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-289-1520. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is business and politics. Each of my guests will share his or her perspective on one of those subjects. My next guest is an internationally recognized voice of business innovation and leadership. He'll explain how to be frugal, be flexible, and generate breakthrough business growth from his latest book, Jugad Innovation. Navi Raju is an independent thought leader and a strategy consultant based in the Silicon Valley. He's also a fellow at Judge Business School at the University of Cambridge and a faculty member of the World Economic Forum. Most recently, Navi served as the executive director of the Center for India and Global Business at Cambridge Judge Business School. Previously, Navi was a longtime VP analyst at Forrester Research in Boston and in San Francisco, advising senior executives worldwide on breakthrough growth strategies. Navi is the co-author of Jugad Innovation and Think Frugal, Be Flexible, Generate Breakthrough Growth, and Smart to Be Wise, a book that's on next generation leadership that's soon to come out. An Indian-born French national, Navi earned his MS degree in information systems from École Centrale Paris, and he attended the Yale School of Management. He now lives in Palo Alto, joining us from Palo Alto. Hi, Navi. How are you today?
Very well, Bill. Thanks for hosting me.
Well, thank you for being our guest. Love to have thought leaders like yourself. And I'm just going to cut right to the chase, because Western firms last year spent an astounding $550 billion in research and development. Now, when you look at that, mostly it was spent, or in three big areas, it was spent in computing, electronics, healthcare, and automotive were the big areas. However, when you look at that kind of an expenditure, what did these companies get for their money? You argue not very much at all. But I'm going to take the other side of the argument, if I can, for just a minute, Navi, and say, isn't this always the case? Don't we go through periods of intense innovation followed by periods of refinement and mild transformation? For example, today's social networks are built on the DARPA framework and the Mosaic interface of the 1960s and the 1990s. The Apple iPhone builds on Apple's earlier work with Newton. So I ask you, isn't this just a cyclical thing that we're kind of going through a trough of innovation right now?
Bill, that's a very good question. I would argue that in the 20th century, it's true that the focus of innovation used to be about creating new technologies, as you rightly pointed out. But increasingly, the notion or the very idea of innovation is evolving as well. Because in the 21st century, innovation no longer happens in big R&D labs. It's actually happening on Facebook and Twitter. Because what's happening is innovation has become more democratized. Innovation is now everybody's business. It's no longer confined to, some scientists and engineers, innovating in a lab. It's kind of becoming more a mainstream kind of phenomenon. The second thing is you mentioned about Apple. What's happening is that if you look at the success of the iPod device, I would argue that it's less about, technology innovation. It's more about what one might call a business model innovation, in the sense that with the iTunes, the kind of ability to download music for 99 cents, that is really the innovation. So as a result, the second thing happening is that innovation is no longer about coming up with new technologies or new products. It's about also coming up with new ways of using the technology. That means coming up with new processes or business models like iTunes. So I think that innovation, as we used to know in the 20th century, is radically changing thanks to social media and this kind of more, you know, grassroots way of innovating. And that's something that, you know, both we touch upon.
Well, it's interesting that you should say that. There is some innovation that can certainly be done by crowdsourcing. There is a gold mining company in Canada, for instance, that put out all of its specs onto the internet and held a contest, $10,000 to the winner who could help them find the gold because they were unable to find it. And all of these amateur geologists and everybody got together and actually helped them find the gold. That, I would argue, is a refinement. Let's take a look at a different type of technology. Let's look at the Human Genome Project. Here with the Human Genome Project, you know, we have mastered that. We certainly have mapped the human genome. But we've yet to really see any huge quantum developments from that. And I would argue that it's going to take scientists, it's going to take an elite group of people to help us reach those very lofty developments in the Human Genome Project.
That is true. I mean, there's no doubt that you will need, and I think it's a great point now to clarify that we are not saying that, you know, this idea of Jugaad innovation is going to radically replace the kind of traditional R&D-driven innovation, but rather it's going to complement, right? It's going to be a nice way to augment the traditional approach innovation. But coming back to your example of genome project and, you know, what advancements we might see in medicine, I don't argue that, you know, you will see a lot of interesting quantum leaps in medicine driven by scientific approach in coming years. But meanwhile, let's look at some, you know, concrete ways you can improve healthcare problem in this country. For example, there are about 100,000 people, Americans, who die every year because of infections they get, you know, by going to hospital. So we have this young kid, 21-year-old kid named Yuri Malina in Chicago area. He actually has come up with a very simple solution to address this, you know, infection problem in hospitals. Long story short, he has essentially devised a very simple device, essentially, that you can clip on doctors' and nurses' uniforms, and essentially they just have to roll over the hand, you know, on the device that will dispense the hand sanitation solution. This is something very effective. It costs only about $2 to make this device, and yet promises to save, you know, 100,000 lives in this country. That didn't require, you know, a kind of a big lab, you know, for this kid to come up with. He actually used some very easy to find 3D printers, you know, very limited resources, and yet has come up with, a quite interesting solution, affordable solution to address a pretty important healthcare issue. So on one hand, you will need these quantum leap medicine, but I don't think we have to wait for them to begin fixing the healthcare system like Yuri is doing today.
A very good point. My guest is Navi Raju. He's author of the book, Jugaad Innovation, Think Frugal, Be Flexible, Generate Breakthrough Growth. Now, give us a cultural lesson, if you will, Navi. First of all, what is Jugaad, and why should we care about Jugaad innovation?
Yeah, Jugaad is essentially a Hindi word that means the gutsy kind of ability to come up with an improvised solution using limited resources. So Jugaad is not using big R&D dollars, but simply relying on your ingenuity and cleverness to address major problems, you know, in the society. It's something that is widely practiced by thousands of entrepreneurs and corporations in emerging markets like India, China, Brazil, and Africa. And it actually was once, I would say, a dominant form of innovation in the early days of America as well. And as a matter of fact, I would claim that one of the best-known practitioners of Jugaad innovation may be Ben Franklin, one of the founders, you know, of this nation, who actually had this kind of very interesting, frugal way of coming up with simple solutions, but brought a lot of value for, you know, people in the colonial America. And now the term is known also as the DIY, right? Doing mm-hmm. yourself with the Maker Faire movement, et cetera. Jugaad is in a way of being able to do more with less, that's the idea of frugality. But it's also about overcoming harsh constraints by dealing with adversity. That means that you have a very flexible approach to, you know, bouncing back from, you know, a roadblock or any kind you might face. A good illustration of that briefly would be the Nano, the $2,000 car that the Indian company Tata Group has come up with. For me, that embodies perfectly the frugal spirit of Jugaad as well, the kind of the flexible approach to innovating as well.
All right. Will we ever see the Nano in the United States from Tata Motors, do you think, Navi?
It is coming. It's going to come out in 3 years. So they're going to essentially, what they're doing right now is they are looking into improving the kind of the quality and safety features. And first, it's going to be introduced in Europe within 2 years, and then the U.S., you'll see it coming before 2015.
All right. My guest is Navi Raju. So, Navi, give it in a nutshell. What are the benefits of Jugaad innovation?
Sure. There are three benefits. First, Jugaad is frugal. It allows you to do more with less. Secondly, it's flexible. It allows you to keep experimenting and rapidly change course whenever needed. And thirdly, as I said, it's very democratic. It allows you to use tools like Facebook and Twitter to tap into the wisdom of, you know, the kind of the grassroots customers and employees as well. So Jugaad, in a nutshell, the benefit is that it allows you to innovate faster, better, and cheaper by innovating in a bottom-up fashion as opposed to in a very top-down, you know, R&D-driven kind of way.
All right, that makes sense. Now, in your book, you describe 6 Jugaad innovation principles, and I'm just going to go through them. I want to talk about several of them in depth, though. The first is seek opportunity in adversity, do more with less, which you've talked about already, think and act flexibly, keep it simple, include the margin, and follow your heart. All right, I want to dive into some of them. First of all, do more with less. I mean, with the recent economic turndown, hasn't everybody been forced to do this? I mean, isn't this just modus operandi now?
It is, except that what happens is that, you know, if you look in Western companies, the mindset is very much not ready to accept this principle of doing more with less, simply because for a long time we have been proponents of what one might call bigger is better, you know, kind of model of growth that essentially means, you know, you put a lot more resources in play, expecting a lot more return in exchange. But that idea of doing more for more, as I call it, that is not going to work anymore. So what you see increasingly in large companies is that different people struggle to adopt this mindset of more with less. For example, engineers are used to pushing the technology envelope, right, for the sake of technology. So for them, they kind of feel it's almost like humiliating, you know, to say, oh, let's not add more technology into your products, right, but rather try to simplify things. That's for them, like almost like an insult. But the reality is that customers are looking for simplicity. They're looking for affordability, right?
Right.
So engineers sometimes have trouble accepting this principle of do more with less. And then the other kind of function which sometimes struggle to adopt it is the salespeople. Because the salespeople worry that, you know what, if they come up with an affordable product, it risks cannibalizing, you know, my more expensive offering. But my claim is that the reality is that we'll talk about in a moment, I'm sure, but as middle America, that is the middle class in this country, is feeling the economic squeeze, the financial squeeze, I'm questioning boldly, like, you know, who in this country will not like to have affordable products, right?
Right.
So I think the salespeople, engineers, and marketing people, they are still kind of locked into this old mindset of, you know, bigger is better, more for more attitude. But I think they need to, you know, quickly embrace this principle of do more with less, or else they're going to lose out to competitors.
Well, no doubt about that, Navi. And hasn't Apple Computer sort of shown that? Apple wasn't the first to come out with an MP3 player. They weren't the first to come out with a mobile phone. But their simplicity in engineering is really what made their products so accepted by the marketplace.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, Apple is, funnily, a couple of days ago, we were talking with my co-authors. Steve Jobs was, of course, a genius, but I think he was a great proponent of do more with less. As a matter of fact, if you look at the 99-cent, you know, downloadable music on iTunes, that model, in a way, I don't know for readers, they may know this, but in emerging markets like India, what happens is that people don't consume things like shampoo, for example. They don't buy big bottles of shampoo, right? But rather, they consume them in small sachets. You know, so the idea of buying, you know, shampoo in a small sachet that might cost, let's say, you know, 10 cents or 20 cents. That's how people consume, you know, in a very frugal, you know, bite-sized kind of fashion. So when we looked at it, we said, wow, you know, Steve Jobs was a genius because he kind of got inspiration from this, you know, sachet approach to selling, you know, bite-sized products and services, and he adopted it and adapted it, you know, for the U.S. context by coming up with this iTunes, you know, model of 99-cent, you know, music download. So I think you're right. I think not only he has been very frugal in terms of reusing existing technologies, but what I'm trying to say is that he also came up with a frugal business model that made a music download, you know, suddenly explode in the country.
Makes sense. My guest is Navi Raju. He's the author of the book, Jew God Innovation, Think Frugal, Be Flexible, Generate Breakthrough Growth. So, Navi, I'm struggling with this because Jew God Innovation sounds very airy-fairy to some business people listening to the sound of our voice right now. So give us some examples to make it a little bit more concrete.
Sure. I'm going to address that in two levels. One is Jew God Innovation has three dimensions, right? It is frugal, it's flexible, and it's inclusive. So let me give three companies who are embracing these three, approaches, the three principles of Jew God, right? If you look at the idea of frugality, one company is actually Siemens, which is a large industrial conglomerate in Europe. They make medical devices. So one of the devices is known as the fetal heart monitor, which essentially monitors the health of unborn babies, when the mother is pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And that typically is built using expensive ultrasound technology. But in India, they invented the same device using cheap off-the-shelf microphone technology, which is much more affordable. And suddenly, this device has become a lot more affordable and accessible to the masses. So that's an example of, Jew God Innovation, because this company, even though they are huge, they have a lot of resources, they realize that, they need to come up with a frugal kind of way of creating a product that can make it accessible to, masses. The idea of flexibility, I think, is embodied by companies like Google, which, as you know, has a very kind of flexible organizational structure that allows them to respond much faster to, market needs. And Eric Schmidt, their chairman, has this fantastic saying that Google doesn't have a 2-year plan. They only have next week plan, right? So that's kind of the agility that Google embodies, which is also the hallmark of Jew God Innovators. And then thirdly, most importantly, the idea of inclusivity. I think that's important. Companies like Walmart, to give an example, they are serving the needs of 60 million Americans in this country who are either unbanked or underbanked. It's an amazing number, huge number. And so they have started opening what is known as Money Express and Express Money Centers in their stores that allows, basically people to avail of, basic financial services that otherwise large banks were refusing to give them, right? So Walmart is another example of a company that is including a margin in the sense that it's including these marginalized American consumers who struggle to have access to financial services that were, denied to them by large banks.
That is great. My guest has been Navi Raju, author of the book, Jew God Innovation, Think Frugal, Be Flexible, Generate Breakthrough Growth. Navi, if you've piqued the interest of some of my listeners, they want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
They can go visit the book website, which is jewgodinnovation.com, and it's jewgodinnovation.com.
And Jew God is spelled J-U-G-A-A-D, Jew God Innovation. Navi, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on The Bill Frank Show. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you both.
And I'll be back with my next guest after these words from our sponsors.